This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Y'all, Simone Guardia, honey, is out here being the pettiest housewife of them all. We'll explain.
And 80 supermodel Christy Turlington's son is taunted by his mom's sexy body.
Also, later on, we chop it up with Cleo Catcher from The Masked Singer. But first, Tanner, what's poppin', G?
Thank you, HK. Okay, can someone please get former peach holder Kim Zolciak off the internet? Okay, she is scaring her children.
Wow.
So Kim posted a photo of her and Croy. Here we are with the caption, hashtag RIP. Then she put a broken heart emoji.
Shut up.
And another hashtag that said, link in the bio. Okay, so fans were rushing to click the link because they all thought that Croy had transcended to the yonder. But fortunately, everyone found out it was just clickbait because it's an article about celebs who have passed away. Croy is alive. Croy blinked twice. He's alive and well. But Kim's daughter, Ariana, was almost scared to death. Check this out.
What? What? The DMs that I'm getting as well, like before I even saw the story, and I'm like, secondhand embarrassment stays through the roof. Let's see what's coming next week. I love you, but I just, like, my heart, like.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, that was a lie.
I feel bad for them because I know the kids go through it because, you know, kids are not nice. So
all
her friends and their friends, they'd be like, girl, your mama crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't this the longest foreclosure in history, though?
Yeah. It is.
It speaks volumes on what's going on in the housing market.
I'm listening to the young lady, but I'm just looking behind them like, how y'all still in this house?
Nah.
Y'all squatters at this point.
Why would you want people to think Croy done died?
To clickbait.
Especially with a black and white picture, too, because that seems so in memoriam overall.
But when I saw it, I automatically thought about their marriage, though.
Because
she could have been talking about that.
Yeah.
Really interesting parents. Maybe that's what RIP stood for.
In memoriam. Really interesting parents?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, honey, it's a big old shade fest, baby, in the Atlanta Housewives universe because new cast member Simone, Simone Guardia, y'all. Now, first of all, baby, he is in these streets, baby, fraternizing with his estranged wife, Portia Williams, co-star. So he posted a photo, y'all, of him with winter, summer, spring, and yes, bitch, fall, honey, Sheree Whitfield, honey, and some other friends, honey, with the caption, great breaking bread with good old and loyal friends, honey. Hashtag loyal friends.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Were they friends? Cause I'm trying to remember on the show, were they ever friends on the show?
Friends who? Par and Portia?
Yeah.
I don't know, but this is the line you're not supposed to cross, dog. Like anything goes here in Atlanta.
It's
the craziest thing ever. These girls do not care. That's why I can't do it.
They don't.
I be in the house.
They ain't used to getting their ass whooped. They ain't that Chicago, we don't do that.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, so in this peer group here, who belongs to who?
I don't think she's dating him. It's just the pure fact that it's petty to be hanging out with somebody.
Why?
You know
but
what
you
I'm
ain't
saying?
Got no more friends.
We don't do that where I'm from, baby. We don't play that game in Baltimore.
We don't do that in Chicago.
That's crazy.
It's just not cool.
Because I try to think about it. If I was dating Leroy and one of my queen friends decided to be friends with Leroy after we broke up, it depends. If Leroy have money, y'all can't be friends. But if he broke, y'all could go together, hell.
You don't care.
Okay.
Girl, be with him.
I'm sorry. That's embarrassing.
You can't still be friends with him once we break up.
Yeah.
The friendship is dead.
Yeah.
But then some people say maybe the chateau was behind with payments and she needed some extra coins. So I don't know.
Okay, y'all. Christy Turlington is an iconic supermodel. And and she did some super sexy photo shoots back in the 90s, right?
Okay.
Well, now she has two kids, including an 18-year-old son named Finn.
Oh.
And in a cover story for the latest Harper's Bazaar, she shared that his basketball opponents passed around a nude picture of her as a heckling tactic.
Wow.
Ooh. Ooh. At first, she said she wanted to disappear when she found out, but then she said, I was surprised it hadn't happened sooner. I don't feel embarrassed about anything. Mm. Regretting things is a waste of time.
All okay, right, Christy, all right.
If keep that same energy was a person.
I know. Yeah.
What can she do about it, though?
There's
honestly,
nothing she could do about
nothing.
It.
Nothing. So, what's she gonna be sad about it? It's better to just take it with a grain of salt instead of being like, oh, what am I gonna do?
It would depend on like, okay, so he said basketball opponents, right? So I'm thinking he's at the free throw. Getting ready.
They got the picture.
I'm just hoping they weren't like, you know, I hope they weren't like, that would be a lie.
Especially if it was a bunch of smaller pitches that formed the larger picture, and it was like right under the free throw line. Yeah. Like, yo, y'all grimy, but I'm
Yeah, but Brad, could you imagine if true friends saw you naked, though?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
If
I don't know what I do.
If there's ever a picture that surfaces me naked, I'm going to be a bad bitch. I'm not gonna mind at all, and I'm gonna be like, "What? I got to regret." I'm gonna be just like she is, because what can you do once it's
at that
out?
Point,
right.
And even if I end up fat and being exposed, what am I gonna do?
Nothing.
But
nothing
be like, "Well, yeah, that was me a few years ago, but look at me now." You know what I'm saying? Right. Or something. You just got to make light of it, because there's nothing you can do to control it.
And you can't really weaponize that, because it's like your mom was hot enough to model.
Yes. Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And you Googled her, you freak you. You know what I mean? So
the
winner is him.
Yeah.
Right.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Okay.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dish Debate.
All right, my peoples, now, a lot of people out there was outraged when the number one draft pick in the WNBA draft, Caitlin Clark, was signed to the Indiana Fever for a mere $338,000. Mm. And that's for a 4-year contract. But of course, that's not her only deal. She just got a new name, image, likeness deal with Nike, and they'll reportedly pay her $28 million for 8 years.
Wow. Nice! Congrats, baby girl.
All right, but Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy came through with the science and said that's stealing, because 8 years, $80 million minimum is her worth, and that's still probably too cheap.
Wow.
What y'all think?
I think she's gonna be humbly grateful to even have gotten a deal at all.
I feel like maybe in the next few years, I hope the W, remember that's what our Atlanta, she came in and called it the W. I hope that women's basketball does get up on that level.
It
might not be there now.
It will.
You know?
You want to cop a pair to Caitlin Clarks?
Let me see the Caitlin Clarks. I might look at the Caitlin Clark ones.
But once you sign a deal like that, are you just like locked in? You can't really renegotiate or nothing like that?
Depends how good your lawyer is and what the deal structure is
like. $6 million, right? For 8 years. So, 10 million, 8 years.
I guess after 8 years is up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's 28.
It's 28 for 6 years, right?
I thought it said 80 million.
28 for 8 years.
Portnoy was saying it should be for 80 million.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's like 10 million in a year.
Yeah.
Well, that's still a lot. Hell.
And we don't have that. That's okay. Yeah.
Is that the biggest, like, she went number one. A lot of people have been talking about, Angel Reese as well. But is that the biggest NIL shoe deal that a woman's ever got?
It's the biggest one I've heard of.
Yeah.
Because, I don't even think Angel Reese is, in that neighborhood yet. And she's another big name within the sport.
Could y'all handle 28? Million at 22?
Hell yeah.
No. No.
You think that's too much money at 22 years?
No. I think where I'm at in life today, which honey, is definitely pennies, but I think I got to the Lord blessed me right now with what I have. Because at 22 years old, I was locked up in a damn hospital and had a breakdown. So, honey, there's no way I would have been able to handle that. So the Lord knows exactly when to give it to you. So 22 would have been me. No, 22 for y'all?
She's not getting it at a full lump sum. She's getting it per year or something, right?
Yeah.
You could spend $1 million
coming, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just to know you set for life for 8 years at least, you know. And if you spend it right, you can do some good with that money.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm proud of her. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Well, up next, honey, Ray J is serving face, bitch, honey, but it's... Give it, honey, what he's... Up next, y'all, Ray J is serving face, but is it giving what he thinks? Find out after the break.
Serving face.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, Ray J has raised some eyebrows after debuting his new face tattoos that he claims are real and that he got on purpose so that he looks unattractive so he will never have to deal with being given a call time again, as no project would cast him like this. Wow. He shared a video on IG to show off his new ink. Looks like he got the names of his children Melody and Epic, the logo of his Tronix TV network, plus 3 stars tattooed under his eye. He even rubbed his face to prove they're real, y'all. And fans are wondering, is Ray J okay? Well, y'all, Ray J responded to fans saying he even had a few doctors contact him and that he appreciates the concerns and will listen.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way Ray J did this to himself.
I mean, what's happening? Is that midlife crisis? How old is he?
If it's real, it's got to be midlife crisis.
But well, maybe he feel like he got enough money. He just got a huge deal for selling his Raytronics.
Yes,
and
he
maybe
did.
He feel like he don't got to do no more TV, so he don't care about casting. He's from L.A. He may have wanted to always do this all of his life. He's 43.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you
Ray
know, a lot of MCs and stuff, it's a thing to get the face tattoos now. People want that, but it's your face.
Nobody don't want that. I mean, Ray J is a nice guy. I mean, he come from a good family.
Yes.
I just don't, I can't believe that.
Well, he's grown. His mother and father don't really have a say so anymore. So
he's still not ugly, though.
No, he's still not. Yeah. He's Ray J's a cutie pie.
This looks like something he did for, like, a movie role. But the fact that the tattoos are personal, though, makes it seem realish. But they just ain't. No, he's such a fly guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's known for being that young, pretty boy. You know what I mean? Like, to see him more, like, you know, thugged out like that with the tats on his face, man, it's a
pivot. But his true heart is a thug. Like, Ray J.
Yes, so bad.
He's so bad.
You can't do that.
He ain't no thug.
Like, he was running with Suge Knight at one point. Like,
true.
Ray J, you know, he got thug in his bones.
Also, men in their mid to early 40s like that, that's the time where you're like, I'm still young enough to, like, do this now. You're not old yet, but it's definitely right around that midlife crisis age.
But I think the excuse that so no one would cast him is crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if they want to cash you, they'll just cover it up.
Yeah.
Or you can just say no.
Yeah.
Right, just say no.
I'm not into that part at this time.
Yeah. Right. I don't want that part. Don't audition for it.
All right, y'all. Well, speaking of tattoos, it is time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
All right. Buckle up. An Atlanta-based tattoo artist, Portia Lee, has caused a stir after she shared a video on IG of a man who appeared to be inked with blood red teardrops running from his eyes down to his mouth.
Ew.
Check this out.
Lord God.
Oh, beautiful.
He wanted the Ebola look.
They should do a drug test.
Yeah. He doesn't work a 9-to-5, I could tell you that. Not with a tattoo like that. I just can't.
Unless he work at a haunted house.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Right. All right, what y'all think? Is this a tattoo or tattoo?
Tattoo.
Ew.
Ew.
It looks so demonic, I can't even take it.
It does. Oh. That's why it's like, mm-mm. Come on now.
Tamar, what would you do if your dude came in with, like, a tattoo like that?
Don't play with me like that.
Like really, if JR came in,
first,
like,
I'm pleading the blood over that man. That is demonic, okay?
Yeah.
That is crazy. That is not but a spirit. Yeah. Why would you want your eyes to be bleeding every day of your life?
Yeah.
No.
Unless it's a statement about how bad pollen is locally.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand.
No, you're correct. Nice try, but no.
I'll be trying to help these people out.
No,
it's hard. This is a hard one.
No.
Yeah, tattoo. All right, coming up, another singer was unmasked last night, and this one was one of our favorites, and we dishing with her right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back. Now, last night on The Masked Singer, it was girl group night, and contestants battled it out on stage, but unfortunately, Cleocatra had to go home. But lucky for us, we get to chat with her. Please welcome the artist formerly known as Cleocatra, actress, singer, and all-around amazing human, Jennifer Lewis!
Jennifer. Hi, everybody!
Hey.
Okay, so we ask everybody this. The show is so crazy. What was your reaction when they asked you to come on The Masked Singer?
Well, you guys know, I know you heard about the accident in Africa. So I was still convalescing. And Masked Singer called. And I was like, what is the Masked Singer, darling? No, I'm kidding. What is that? You want Jennifer Lewis to put on a mask? But anyway, listen, my friends, because I was still convalescing, they said, get out of that bed, Jennifer, and go have some fun. Go do what you love to do. It'll uplift you. So I called the Masked Singer. I said, you guys got to take care of me because I couldn't walk at that point. Now, note, I was still on a little morphine for the pain.
Oh.
So if you look closely, you'll see Cleopatra, she kind of nods up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, that big cat head goes, oh, how y'all doing?
Well, Jennifer, with that being said, honey, let's get into your costume. Now, you were a big cat now. Did you do that for all the cougars out there?
Oh, yes, honey. You know, I have cats, all kind of art cat in my life. But, you know, I've been a good girl for, let's see, about 20 minutes, you know. But anyway, look at this. Look.
Oh, look at that, honey.
Wow.
That's Cartier
one of my art pieces I have in the house.
It seems like you're always living life to the fullest. Did that Africa experience make you more afraid of animals or less afraid? Because, like, you, biblical style, you literally was in the lion's den.
It was Diva in the lion's den. It wasn't Daniel. It wasn't Daniel in the lion's den. It was Diva in the lion's den.
Now, with that being said, though, Jennifer, do you wish you had on that Cleopatra costume to scare off those damn lions?
Baby, let me tell you, that lion came over there. I said, oh, wait a minute, lion. You lying. If you think you're going to eat me, bitch, you are lying.
Oh.
So listen. I'm laying on the ground. I'm in pitch black. A baboon jumps out of a tree and asks me for a selfie. Said he'd sing me on Fresh Prince. The hyenas went by laughing. I said, Makuna Matata, baby.
What was the craziest lie you had to tell to cover up being on the show? Because I know they try to keep everything so secret.
Baby, you know everybody recognized my voice. The moment I opened my mouth, everybody said, oh, honey, that's Auntie. Please, that's Auntie Jennifer.
If you had to nominate a former Blackish castmate to be on The Masked Singer, who would it be and what costume would you assign them?
Well, Anthony was on there. Because I talked to him the other day and he said, you know, I did it. I think Marcus would have fun. Because, you know, Marcus is not afraid of anything. He'll do it. He's like Mikey. Remember that commercial?
Yeah, Mikey will eat anything.
Mikey will eat anything.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lewis. It was great hanging out with you. And make sure you watch The Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox. And don't move, because there's more Dish Nation after the break. Peace and love, Queen.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, it's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is here!
All right, well, it looks like this might actually be it for TikTok. R.I.P. to all the dances. Our lip-syncing and our eight-count days might be over for good. So for the last few months, the U.S. government has been going back and forth over the China-owned social media platform due to a lack of regulations and some other very complicated things. Well, President Biden has officially signed the bill to ban TikTok if the Chinese do not sell it to the U.S. within a year. Now, the folks running TikTok vow to fight this ban, but if it does happen, who knows how that's gonna play out.
Yo, and it was whack how they passed this bill, because they bundled it in with some other really important things.
Oh, yeah.
And if they didn't sign, it was an all-in-one deal. Kind of like when you sign up for cable. You might not want all of those channels, but like it comes with the package.
Right.
That's how this bill came. It was messed up.
They snuck TikTok in there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of other companies are going to try to copycat TikTok.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah, honey.
And they get a year to do this. How come? Then they'll just do whatever they're going to do right now.
Thank you.
They'll take all the names and they'll just copy them or something.
The
they already have the data.
Yeah.
Gary, how much time do you spend on TikTok?
At all. I don't even know how to get to it. I'm just looking at this. I'm like, girl, how am I going to get to TikTok?
At all.
Man, we need to get on a good foot and, like, I don't know, lock down TikTok as a domain if it's not.
Or TikTok?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, put somebody scoops it
or like dishdat.com. What if we got that?
Dishdat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh.
Well, TikTok's time is up and so is ours. But speaking of social media, you can always catch more Dish on all the platforms at Dish Nation. And follow us. We might follow you back, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and Yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.